Parshas Shmos.
These are the names of Bnei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayimah. Es Yaakov, Ish Veisevo. These are the names of the Shvatim. There's an interesting Balaturim. The Balaturim says that, well, first we'll start off with the Medrash. So go out to the Medrash. I want to bring a raya from this Medrash to a Taisus in Kedushin. You guys learn Kedushin? Oh, I was learning with, what's his name, Kedushin Daniel. It says the following in the Medrash. Medrash says, Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Boim Mitzrayimah. Eis Yaakov. What does it mean, Eis Yaakov? Kol Eilu Boim Mikoichesh Yaakov. All these came from Yaakov. Ishu Veisei Bo. Everybody with their families came. Amra Funo. Melamech Lo Yorad LeMitzrayim. Yaakov did not go down to Egypt. At Shemono LePeretz VeChetzroin. Until Peretz and Chetzroin, they were the sons of Reuven, were counted. Zeb ben Shana, one of them was 1 year old, the Zeb ben Shtei Shanim, the Zivig Lehem Nashim, but he married them off. They're 1 and 2 years old, and Reuven married them off, Yaakov married them off. Shenemar Ish Uvei Sebo, you have to be married, Ish Uvei Sebo. What's the Indian? The guy's 1 year old, 2 years old, it's not even Shaykh Kedushin really. So you have to learn Pshat, the Zivig Lehem Nashim means, you know, they planned it ahead. So I want to bring a raya from this medrash to a Taisus in Kedushin. There's a Taisus in Kedushin which says in Perek Sheni, also Adam Mekadesh Esa Isha Ad Sheyirena. You're not allowed to marry somebody until you see her. Zeru Hashem Ayirem Baidavar Sheina Maguna. You might see something you don't like the way she looks, and you won't be happy with her. And the Torah says, V'hafta Riacha Kamaicha. Then the Gemara says, also La Adam Yekadesh Es Bitek Shiktana. A person's not allowed to marry a girl, Makadish, a girl when she's young, when she's 8, when she's 9. Why? Adja Tagdil, until she gets older, V'toymar B'plaini Ani Reitze. Until she says, I want this person. Why? Because maybe when she'll grow up, she won't like the husband that the father picked out. She won't like the way he looks. She won't like the way he acts. So therefore, Mechadchila Midrabanan, even though a father can Makadish his daughter, she should not Makadish her when she's small until she grows up. Ask Taisus Akasha. In Taisus' time, they used to Meshadach Ketanim. Taisus says, V'achshav she'anu nehagim lekadesh b'noiseinu afilu ketanos. How come you're allowed to do it? Keneged the Gemara. Says Taisus, Mishum b'chol yoyim b'yoyim ha'golos mizgaber aleinu. Every day the golos gets stronger and stronger. V'im yesh sipek b'yadei odam achshav loseis lebitei nedunya. If today you could buy a house for his daughter, that's Israeli standards, okay? If you could mefarnis, you could give a dowry for your daughter today, shemalach hazman la yisipek biyoda. Maybe afterwards you're not going to have the money. V'teshev bita yaguna la'olam. She's going to remain a guna la'olam. She'll always not remain. So this is mamish this taisvus. Chetz and parents are going down to the golas. If you're going down to the golas, so who knows if they're going to have money later on. They're going to be in the golas. He wanted to mezavig them first. That was mezavig, even them chetz and karmel. Later on, the Medrash says further.
Guys don't have to give it, do you? A woman has to give it.
Yeah,
the father of the woman.
Right, but
that's
but,
why. But no, exactly the same.
Not the same. The father has to give for the daughter, not for the sons.
Right.
And here Yaakov was worried about the sons.
Right.
To do say a pshat. Much more starker a pshat. They didn't want them to assimilate with the shiksas. Yeah? Okay, there's always a cheshbon. Anyway, that's Ishu Beisei Bo. That's the chur is the pshat. Ishu Beisei, that's what it says here. This pshat. Okay, so then, what are the names of the Shvatim? Says the Medrash, all the names of the Shvatim are Hashem de Gula. Ruvain, Shimin, Kol HaShvatim, Hashem Gula, Sisrael Nikru. They're all named after the Gula. Ruvain, Pasuk says, Ra'oi Ra'isius Ani Ami. I saw the tsaris of Am Yisrael. Shimon, Vayish Malakim Misnakasim. Hashem heard their cries. Levi, V'nuvu Goyim Rabim Al Hashem. Yehuda, Oitcha Hashem. And I thank you, Hashem, ki enough to be that you get angry at me. Yisachar, Yisachar, the Pulasech, Bayrachel Imenu. Every name of the Shvatim is Hashem de Gula. What's the pshat in this? There's a Balaturim. The Balaturim brings down in last week's parasha. Balaturim says, Bikesh Yaakov v'galas lemesakeitz. Says the Balaturim, when Yaakov wanted to tell them the kites, it says, Nistama Meinem, he couldn't tell them the kites, it went away. And he see him, he started telling them brachas. So the Shvatim said to Yaakov, why are you not telling us the kites? Take a look in our names, you don't find the letters Ches Tes. There's no Chet in our names. Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, there's no Ches Tes. So why don't you tell us when the Gula is going to be? So Yaakov Avinu answered them back, just like we don't see in your names Ches Tes, the letters Kates doesn't appear either. Kuf and Sadi don't appear either. So therefore I can't tell you the Gula. Okay? The Oymik HaPshad is, what's the Shvatim saying and what's Yaakov saying? The Shvatim attaining, the whole reason that we're in Golus is because of Chet. But if we have no Chet, and that's Merumas in our names, that we don't have the Ches Tes, we don't have Chet in us, so therefore we should be Roy for Gula. So Yaakov said, you're right, you have no Chet. But for the same reason you don't have Chet, you don't have a right to know the Gula either, because Chet is also not Merumas. Agav, I'm a little skipping a little ahead. I have to tell you an awesome, it's mamish awesome, Rav Shimon Astropoler. You all know who Shimshon Astropoler was. You know who it was. I'll tell you who else without now. Shimshon Astropoler was one of the biggest Mekubalim who lived 400 years ago. One of the biggest Mekubalim, if not the, I mean, leave that Rizal aside. He lived in the times of the Cossacks, the massacres in Ukraine in 1648. He was killed at Kiddush Hashem. The Cossacks took a broomstick, a pole, and they stuck it up his rear end till they reached his head and they killed him. That's how they killed him. And he was Mamish and Mekubal, the highest Mekubal Shaykh. I told you the story of Hitler with him? No? I ever tell you the story? No? Anybody here love World War II pictures? Did you ever see a picture of Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, standing next to a church? Any of you see it? There's a famous picture, I saw it. There's a famous picture of Hitler standing next to a church in Vienna. Okay? That's the background for what I'm telling you now. Rav Shamshon Astropoler one day was in Vienna. This is an old church. And he passed by that church. And he said, I see on the steeple the Sultan is standing there. That's what he said. This was the church that Hitler loved and he took pictures of himself with 300 years later. Okay. Anyway, this was Rav Shamshon Astropoler. The Ramchal writes about Rav Shamshon Astropoler that the Sultan came to Rav Shamshon Astropoler. And Rav Shamshon Astropoler said to the Sultan, if you have it here, I can even read it inside. You have the Sister Sharm here? Do you know this? Did I ever say this over? Oh, here we are. I'll find it in a minute. Here we are. Here, the Derech Eitz Chaim is the Ramchal. He speaks about the mile of Limud HaTorah. That Limud HaTorah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. So he writes, Ein terufa l'makaseinu k'im be'esek HaTorah. There's no other remedy for all our makas is learning Torah. Ein lecha dovra machlish koyach hasitra achra k'im be'esek HaTorah. The only thing which weakens the evil forces is learning Torah. Kamoisha Hugad Lanu, which was said over to us, Bimeha Makubal Hagodol, Harav Shimshon Me Astropol, when there was the Gzeira of 1648, Rav Shimshon Astropoler made Hashboas Shemus, he called out names of Hashem, and he demanded that the Sitra Achra, the Sutton, should appear before him. And the Sutton appeared before him. The Shoaloisan, he asked the Sutton, Alma Veloma at Mekatreges Alamenu Bnei Yisrael Yosem Mikol HaUmas. How come you are attacking us more than any other nation? What do you want from the Jews? Veheshiv Eloi, and the son said, I'll tell you what, I make a deal with you. Yizbatlu Mikem Shloisha Dvarim Elu, Mavatl, three things, and I will stop the war in 1648. I'll stop massacring the Jews. And these are the three mitzvahs you give in to me, and then we'll make peace with the Jews. Shabbos, Mila, and Torah. Those three mitzvahs. So Rav Shamshon Astropoler, Miyad Heshiv Lo Harav HaNiskar. And he said, Yovdu heim kehena v'kehena. Thousands and thousands of more Jews should get killed at Kiddush Hashem. V'al tizbatel is achas mitarisenu akadosha. We're not giving in anything. Chalila. Then he goes on further to explain, you see, that's really what gets the sun. It's Talmud Torah, Shabbos and Milo, those are the main things. By the way, what's the end? This is not brought down over here, but I heard the end was, they made a deal with the Samach Aleph, they made a deal that three tzaddikim were supposed to die. One of them was Shimshon HaSepulchre, the other one was the Shach. The third one I don't remember. And after they died, then the massacre stopped. Anyway, what did Shimshon HaSepulchre say? And this is Nageya to this week's parsha. Let's go a little further first, then we'll come back to what we began with. It says over here that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Roya Tzon Yisrael, he was shepherding the sheep. It says, Vayera Malach Hashem, and a Malach appeared. There was a bush which was on fire. It's not being burnt. Moshe said, let me take a look. Hashem saw that sar liras. He turned to look. And he said, take your shoes off. This is a holy place. I'm going to be redeemed B'nai Yisrael. And what happened was, Moshe Rabbeinu said, how do I know? Vayomer lekim al Moshe, eke asher eke. Say to them that eke asher eke, aleph and a hey and a yud and a hey, sent. Vayomer koi soma avnei so eke shlachani aleichem. Says Rav Shamshon HaSepulchre, Yaakov Avinu thought, how many years were B'nai Yisrael in Mitzrayim? 210. Yaakov Avinu thought that B'nai Yisrael will only be redeemed with the shame of Hashem. The nine brothers sold Yosef, so you have to have a kapara against each brother. Now if you're going to take the name of Eke Asher Eke, Eke is a gematria, how much? 21. Aleph, hey, 21, right. How much is 21 times 10? 210. So Keneged, the nine brothers, together with the Shechina, that they were in, they together made a cherim not to tell Yaakov. So 10 times 21 is 210. So Keneged, each one of the Shevet and the Shechina, so therefore it was 210 years. So therefore, that was the year they were supposed to be redeemed. However, Yaakov did not know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the cherim not to tell him. So he only understood it was only the 9. How much is 9 times 21? 9 times 21 is how much? How much is that? 89. With the kailo would be 90. So Yaakov bikesh legalos lehem es haketz. He wanted to tell them the ketz, 190, because he thought it was 190. But it went away from him because that really wasn't the ketz. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, made a mistake. Moshe Rabbeinu knew the cheshbin of the 10, but he didn't know the shame of Eke. He didn't know the shame of Aleph and the Hey. He thought the shame was Yud Kei Vav Kei. How much is Gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. How much is 26 times 10? 260. So that's what it says. Vayar Hashem ki sar lil ois. Sar samach resh is 260. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't bring the Gula now. It's only 210 years. There's another 50. It's 260. It's 26 times 10. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's not the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Eke Asher Eke. And Eke is 21 times 10, so that's 210. So that was the right type. That's what Shabshid HaSepulchre. Good? Okay, we'll go weiter. So anyway, getting back to what the Medrash says. The Medrash says that every name of every shame was Merames to the Gula. Roy, Roy, Ani, Ami.
See, that's the
Pshat,
why the Shvatim were saying there's no Chet Yaakov, was saying there's no cakes.
No kates in the name. In the name. That's a separate thing. That's a Baal Tur. No. I'm adding the Psham Shino Sepulchre. Says Psham that. It says a deeper Pshat. He says there was no chait. He says also kates. He wanted to megal the kates because he thought it was 190. He didn't know about Hashem. So he wanted to megal the kates. And that went away from him because it wasn't the kates. It wasn't 190. It was really 210. Okay. Anyway, it says Reuven, Shimon, Velevi, they were ashamed the Gula. But there's an interesting Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai brings down, he writes the following. There is a pesikta which says the following. The reason why the Shnei Ma'aseh Shvatim Eilu are pulled over here, Mepnei Shasidim, that the future will come out of Mitzrayim 600,000. By the way, Sar Lira is Samach Reish to Samach Ribay. That's Maram is on the Samach Ribay. And the Sneh is Samach Nun Hey, Hasneh. Samach Nun Hey has something to do with Nisan. It's a Gematria Nisan. Hasneh is a Gematria Nisan. Forgot how, I'm not thinking now, but that's what they say over. So Maram is that Nisan will be the Gula. Anyway, Asidim Shiyalu Shishim Ribay Begulas Mitzrayim. They'll come out of Mitzrayim 600,000. So Rabbi Bechai brings that from the Psikta. If you want to know exactly how many Jews are going to go out of Mitzrayim, take a look at the Rosh HaTevis of all the Shvatim, and you'll see it'll add up to 600,000 minus 3,000 who were killed by the Egel. How do you get 597,000? Reuven is 200, is 200,000, the Resh. Shimon, the Shin, is 300, is 500,000. Nun of Naphtali is already 550. Then you have Yehuda, Yosef, Yisachar, that's another 30,000. Yud, 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 that's already 30,000, so we're up to 580. Zion of Zvulun is 87. Gimel of Gad is 90. Beis of Binyamin is 2 alafin. And then you have also Aleph de Asher. And who else are you missing over here that I didn't mention?
Dan.
Dan, right. Dalad of Dan. So you have altogether 597. 597 is merumas in the names of Shvatim. What's the Oymir Kapshat in the Golos is merumas in the names and the Gula. So there's a Pritzadik here. Pritzadik brings down the following. Pritzadik. You should know, he says. He asks Akasha, the Shemos, he brings down is the Samach Riba Oisis Petoira. Is connected the 600,000 nefashos that the Jews have. Every ois is connected another Jew. Now here he asks the kasha, all the mefarshim ask, the Pnei Yeshua asks it, they all ask the kasha. And he says his own teretz, his teretz you have to really understand. He says like this, afa pi, that there's no really 600,000 oisis in the Torah. If you count them, there's no 600,000. So what does it mean the 600,000 letters connected 600,000? He says, but you should know that every letter is mechuber from a couple of letters. A lamed is a chaf and a vav. A mem is a chaf and a vav. A tzadi is a nun and a vav. So memela, you have 600,000. It still doesn't come out to 600,000. So he says, what he says, hard to understand what he means. That's what he says. I don't want to read it because I don't understand it myself. So what he says, upshat. Then he says, where I'm bringing this down, Kol pam shenizkar hashemos hashvatim b'Torah, whenever the names of the Shvatim are mentioned in the Torah, it's b'kavonam yuchedes b'iru hashmosam on the inyan that we're talking about. Because all the kedushas are in them. V'hashemos amarazmes. Meaning, what does he say? Ki shevet ruvein. The Gula came with Shevet Reuven. Ro'oi Ro'isi es Ani Ami. What does it mean? In the Kedushas HaRe'iya. In the Kedusha of the Re'iya. I'm not sure if he's referring to the Kedusha of the Re'iya of Reuven or the Kedusha of the Re'iya of the Jews. That helped in the Gula. Shemin, we said, Kishama Hashem, means the Kedushas HaShmiya. In other words, the Shvatim I mentioned over here, because their Kedusha in Shmiya and in Re'iya and Leviya and Yehuda, whatever their Mida was, and what we mentioned from the Tanchuma, that helped in the Gula. That's why it's like you're bringing the trufa, the medicine before the makkah, you're already bringing the refuah before the makkah we first mentioned at first the Shvat. Alright, we'll see weiter. I forgot who says this pshat that I saw. It's Derech Drush, but it's Gishmaka Drush. Very Gishmaka Drush. It says, "V'nei Yisrael karu v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzma ma'od ma'od v'timali aretz aysam." What's the word "bim ma'od ma'od"? Should say, "V'nei Yisrael karu v'yishritzu v'yirbu v'yatzma ma'od ma'od." What's "bim ma'od ma'od"? Beforehand, the pasuk says, "V'yamas Yosef v'chol echav." Yosef died, and all his brothers v'chol hadorahu. By the way, what's today's date? Where you're coming from. You're supposed to be in Israel now. What's today's date? Is it Chaf Aleph Tevis? Yeah? Tzchaf Aleph. You know whose yahrzeit site is today? Tzchaf Aleph? Think it is. Tzchaf Aleph.
Today is Tzchaf Aleph.
Yeah, today's yahrzeit site is Shimon. Shimon's yahrzeit site is today. There you are. Shimon ben Yaakov. Today's yahrzeit site. I'll leave the Shema, say a word from Shimon, Shem Hashem. Well, anyway, Vayomas Yosef v'chol echo v'chol hador ahu. Vayomas Yosef and Yosef died. V'nei Yisrael poru v'yish v'su v'yirbo. So, I forgot again where I saw it. He brings down that as long as Yosef was alive and the brothers, people understood what Ruchnius was. And take a look at people who came from Europe. You Mustamba don't already know, but people came from Europe, even if they weren't, you know, B'nai Taira. But they had what you call, they had the Yiddishkeit in their bones. It was part and parcel of them. So you saw an old-timer, you know, he would wake up early, he would daven, he would say his Tehillim for 5 hours. You don't know where he got the Kayach. But that was old Jews. Hayomas Yosef v'chol echov, you understood there was Ruchnius. But what happened afterwards? V'nei Yisrael poru, v'ayishvitzu, v'ayirbu, v'yatzmu b'ma'oid. It says, v'haftas Hashem lekecha, v'chol avavcha, that's v'chol avavcha. V'chol nafshecha, that's with your soul. What's v'chol maidecha?
Your money.
All your money. After Yosef, v'chol echov, v'chol adara, who died, they didn't have a dogma of what Ruchnius is. So what did they do? V'yatzmu, what did they put all their effort in? B'ma'oid ma'oid, and the money. V'yatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. And v'timolei ha'aretz aysam. It became very gashmiyistik. V'timolei ha'aretz aysam. What happens when a Jew becomes gashmiyistik? V'yakom melech hadash. Then there comes a melech hadash. Then things change over. And you take a look at it. As long as Jews were the ghetto Jews, you know, they're dressed like in a chassidim dress. I'm not going, you have to dress like a chassid. But you know, you're separate. So then a guy doesn't feel you're trying to take him over. He understands that if your culture, you stay out of it, and he leaves you alone, you leave him alone. But once a Jew gets busy in business, and he becomes like the guy, v'timolei ha'aretz oysam, that you're also taking over the land, that's when there's anti-Semitism. That's when it begins. There's a Gevaldige Maharil. The Maharil was asked a question. There's a Chaval, I don't have the Maharil over here. Maharil was asked a question. In fact, this Maharil, 35 years ago, I mentioned to him, Chaim Kanievsky. Then it was in those days, you could just walk over to him. So I knocked on his door and I discussed more or less the Shaila and the Maharil. It's brought down, the Maharil said, a guy asked the Jews to give him a mezuzah. He wanted to put a mezuzah on his door. And the Jews were hesitant. You don't give a mezuzah to a guy. Are you allowed to give a mezuzah to a guy? So, anyway, I spoke it over with Reb Chaim, the Shaila exactly. I told him certain things. He showed me inside. I saw I couldn't argue with him, so I just walked out. But I didn't really get into the sugya. Basically, you can't give a mezuzah to a guy. You're not allowed to give him. So Maharil writes back, you're not allowed to give Torah to a guy. You're worried about offending the guy. So he says, you should know we have a Kabbalah b'yodeinu. And the Kabbalah is, the tradition is, that when a Jew acts the way he's supposed to act, the guy respects the Jew. If you're going to show that you're doing it for religious reasons, it's a religious article, and you don't give it to a guy understands. And then he writes all the way at the end, however, if after all is said and done, and you still feel there'll be Ava, he'll hate you, and he'll cause maybe problems with him, then you're allowed to give it. But he writes, Kabbalah b'yodeinu, whenever you act the way you're supposed to with a guy, the guy understands and he'll accept it. Now, I said there's Yerushalmi like that. There's Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin which says that there was a certain tailor. A tailor in Rome. That's what Yerushalmi says. Ma'aseh dechayota b'Roma. There was a tailor in Rome, a Jewish tailor. And a guy took his sword out and he said to the Jew, I want you to eat this piece of chazer or I'm going to kill you. So there's two different girsas in Yerushalmi, but one girsa in Yerushalmi is the Jew did not know the halacha. What's the halacha?
You're supposed to eat it.
You're allowed to eat it. But the Jew did not know the halacha. And the Jew said, you could kill me. I don't care. You could kill me. I'm not eating it. So the guy said, it's very good that you said that. Because if you would have eaten it, I would have killed you. Because a Jew has to be a Jew, and a guy has to be a guy. That's what the guy said. Says the Gemara, again, depends on which girsa there is, says the Gemara at the end, that good for that Jew that he didn't know the halacha. Because if he would have known the halacha, he would have been chayiv. That's where Rishami ends off with.
Is Rishami in Sanhedrin somewhere?
Never mind, we'll just go right there. As I say, Yerushalmi. Okay? But that's the aside. A guy understands. If you're a Jew, you're a Jew. He understands that. But you try to be Vatimali Aretz Oisam, you try to be like the Goyim, then it's Vayakom Melech Chadash. Then the Melech Chadash starts up with you. Later on, there's an interesting grove. Vayimaru Eschayehem Bavoyde Kasha.
That was a question or was a proof?
That was.
This, the Yerushalmi was a proof to that?
To what? Yeah, because the guy said, you know, it's good you didn't eat it. It's good you didn't eat it. Because if you would have eaten it, if you would have eaten it, I would have killed you. So that's what the Yerushalmi says afterwards. It's good he didn't know the halacha. He would have been dead.
He's saying even that's considered doing the right thing.
What do you mean?
Not, he didn't know the halacha. If he didn't know the halacha, then he thought he was doing the right thing. So it's called doing the right thing. You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not knowing.
Yeah. The guy thought
decided
that's...
decided to kill himself.
It's a big Kiddush, though. So you're saying a secular Jew doesn't know anything. You see, he's doing the right thing, and therefore...
It's a good thing.
No, but I understood that means doing the right thing means doing the right halacha.
Wow.
Sometimes doing the right thing means not doing the right thing.
Sometimes what? Doing the right thing is not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It could be in the
sometimes not doing the right thing is the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, there's a Gra. The Gra says, Vayimaru Eschayehem Bavoyde Kasha. I don't know if the Gra says the second part. The first part, Zichr, the Gra says, Vayimaru Eschayehem. We know that the Golas, they went out earlier because it was too hard, the Shibud. So Vayimaru Eschayehem, they really were supposed to be there for 400 years, but instead they were only there for 210. Vayimaru Eschayehem, the trap is Kadma Va'azla. Kadma Va'azla is you go up early, you leave early. Kadam Va'azla. So that's the Vayimaru Eschayehem that caused the Kadma Va'azla. I don't know if he says this, the Avoda Kasha is Revi. That's what Gamda Revi Yeshuvu Heina. They'll come back after four generations. So that's the Avoda Kasha caused that to come back. I have to check if he himself says that. Anyway, it says later on. And the Miyaldas were asked by Paroi, how come you did not kill the kids? The Jewish ladies are not like the Egyptians, or the Egyptian ladies are not like the Jewish ladies. Rashi brings down, they're like animals. Why? Gur Aryeh, Zev Yitrov, Bechar Shoyroi. They're like animals, and like animals, they don't need midwives to help them give birth. So later on, the pasuk says afterwards, "Vayitev Hashem alakim lamiyaldos." Hashem made it better for the miyaldos. "Vayiref ha'om vayatzmu ma'od," and they became a lot. They multiplied. So how was this good for the miyaldos? "Vayitev alakim lamiyaldos," because they did not kill the kids. "Vayitev alakim lamiyaldos." Vayiref ha'om. And they multiplied. What, how does that fit in? So, Chacham Tzvi says Pshat, that really, Shifra and Pua were saying to Pari, what do you want from us? They're like animals. They gave birth by themselves. So, Pari could have thought, or maybe he did say, don't give me that baloney. To give birth, you need midwives. So the Pasuk says, no. They sprouted out, like 6 in one shot, 20 in one shot. The Medrash says 60 in one shot. Why? Just to show the takalak chayas, they give off litters. They don't just give off one. So vayeitev lekim namiyaldos, that the taina that they had to parish should be true. Vayeirav am vayatzma ma'id. The taka had a lot. Vayatzma ma'id. Later on, the pasuk says vayiki yora miyaldos eselikim vayas lahem batim. When the miyaldos feared Hashem, so Hashem made for them houses. What does houses mean? Rashi brings down kahuna of levia, but there's a gavaldige medrash alimud for us. I mean, Kahalim and Leviim might not so much do something for us. What does it mean for us? But there's a Medrash. Medrash says like this. It's a Medrash in Shmois, in Kisisa. Pasuk says, Mahu hein yiras Hashem. What does it mean, yiras Hashem? What's yiras Hashem? Omar Elokim, Em hayu lecha masim tovim. If you have good deeds, ani noisein lecha schar. I'm going to reward you. If you have good deeds, I'm going to reward you. What reward are you going to get for having good deeds? What reward? Adam Haba. Well, Maschar, Taira. You'll be Zeicha to Taira. If you do good deeds, you'll be Zeicha for Taira. Vayomela Adam, Hein Yiras Hashem. If you have Yiras Hashem, he's learning what's Yiras Hashem? Good deeds. Helping people out, doing Masim Taivim. That is Chachma. The sur meira bina. If you hold yourself back from doing evil, what's the schar for that? Bina, understanding. V'imsarta min hara. If you're going to separate yourself from aveiros, from doing evil, ani mamid mimcha b'nei adam shemivinim b'tayra. You're going to be able to have children that will learn Torah. What's the raya? The raya is from Yecheved or Miriam. Be'ez sheyoru melekim. The pasuk says that they feared Hashem. Amra brachya, what was the fear? The schar hayira, what's the fear for Yerushalayim? Torah. Me'yocheved came out Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. And for Miriam came out Bezalel, that Bezalel was Zeichah v'chachma. So we see that a skula, what Yerushalayim causes, that person should have a lot of Torah. That's the Torah. Torah gets from Yerushalayim, you get Torah. From Masum Tovim, you get Torah. This is the thing. Later on, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and they hid him for 3 months, and then they put him into the Ya'ar. And his sister watched to see what's going to be. Maya Osalai, what's going to be with him? And Tehrid Bas Para Lichas Al Ya'ar, Ben Arisel, Hailchas Al Yada Ya'ar, her maidservants went next to the river and they saw the teva and they took it and they opened it up and they found it was Moshe Rabbeinu. But the pasuk says, "Vateisatza v'choisim erochik." His sister watched from far. L'deyo may also like, what's going to happen? Says Gaval the Gemara over here. There's a Gemara in Saita. The Gemara in Saita brings down that when Miriam was in Mitzrayim, she said, "Asida imi shetelet bein shemashiach Yisrael." My mother will one day give birth to a boy that will save Am Yisrael. V'kivan shenolad Moshe, as soon as Moshe was born, nesmale kol abayis kula oira. The whole house was full of light. Amad avia v'noshka roisha. The father kissed her. Amal abiti, I see your nevuah was mekoyim. And once they threw him into the Ya'ar, what did her father do? V'tafcha araisha. Tafcha, he hit her on her head. Same place where he kissed her, he hit her. And he said, "Viti, where's your nevuah? Where's your nevuah?" This is what the pasuk says, "Vatei satsa v'choisai me'rochaik." She stood there, "Ledeya ma'ye asaloi, ledeya ma'yehe b'seif nevuah asa." What's going to be with her nevuah at the end? She wants to see what's going to be. All right, this is one gemara. This gemara beforehand, the Gemara says the following. Pasuk Zed, this Pasuk of Vateisatza Vachoyse Merachai, Kuloi Hashem Hashchina, it's going on the Shchina. Vateisatzav, it says, Vayovai Hashem Bayisyatzev, it's referring to Hashem. Achoysoi, Dechsiv Emor Lachochma Achoysiyat. Merachai, another Pasuk, Merachai Hashem Nirali. Lodas, Dechsiv Kikel Deos Hashem. Ma, Yeosaloi, Ma Hashem Shome Imach. Yase, Tchsiv Kla Yase Hashem Lekim Davar. And Loi, Tchsiv Ayikra Loi Hashem Shalom. Every word in the Pasuk is referring to the Shekhinah. What's the Pshat? That's what the Gemara says. What's the Pshat? Every word is referring to the Shekhinah. So it's an interesting Rabbeinu Bechai. I would say it's a Gavalik Rabbeinu Bechai because Mashiach even says more than that. Rabbeinu Bechai brings down to tell you, whenever a Tzaddik is in Tsar, the Shekhinah is with him. As soon as Moshe was put in the Nile, he was in Tsar, so the Shekhinah was with him. That's what the Pasuk says. And I would assume the reason why every word in the Pasuk is there is to show how much the Shekhinah was with him. That's Rabbeinu Bechai. Nice Rabbeinu Bechai. You should know. Whenever a person is Bitzar, the Shekhinah is with him.
What about when he's not in Tsar?
Shekhinah is also with him, but you don't see it so much. I once heard of art, now that you're asking. Mizmor David Hashem Roi Layechzar. Okay, Hashem Roi Layechzar. Bino is Desha Yarbitzeni. You notice it's the third person. Bina is desha, in grasses. Okay, Yar Bitzeni, he will lay me down. Ame menucha sina hileni, he will put me on waters, on peaceful waters. Gam ki elech begeitz hamavis la'ira ra, I won't be afraid. Why? Ki ato imadi, shiftecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni. All of a sudden, we go to the second person. We start off with the third person, okay? and Mei Menucha is now Leini, and then we switch to the second person. Shivtacham Shantecha Nachmoni. Teretz says when things are going good, then you don't see the Shechina. It's he's there, he's there. When things are going rough, when Shivtacham Shantecha, when things are going rough, Gam Ki Eilech, that's Ka'ate Mabi. That's when you see the Shechina. Chas V'Chalil, you should never know. But people who were in Tzara, many of them, can't say all of them, many of them say, they mamish felt Hashem when they had the Tzara. Before the Tzara and after the Tzara, they didn't feel. B'shas the Tzara, that's when they felt Hashem was with them. That's Shivtacha Mishantecha. So the Shechin is always with. But the Pasuk is Madgish. The Ben Bechai says the Pasuk is Madgish as soon as the Tzadik, he says Tzadik, but whatever you, somebody's in Tzara, the Shechin is there. Now come to Masha. Awesome Masha. Why? What makes something awesome, did I say? I want to say pshat and the awesomeness. When you hear a pshat, so it's a nice pshat, but when you learn it for yourself, that's what makes it awesome. What's the pshat that the Shechina was with Moshe? Take a look. Here she has a nevuah, and the nevuah is that my mother will give birth to the Mashiach of Yisrael. And all of a sudden they throw him into the Nile. What l'chayra does it look like what's going to be? He's going to die. There's no nevuah. She's frustrated with her nevuah. She knows she got a nevuah. Is the nevuah not true? That's not a suffix. But she believes it. It's a nevuah. What does her father think? Ah, you're a little girl, what do you know? You thought it was a nevuah, okay? Everybody had their old sphakas. Says the Marsha. Marsha says the following. V'omra l'hashmi'enu, to teach you. Ki ma'ase Hashem b'moy atzois v'deyois v'choykois mi'sechel ha'noshim. I'm going to say it in my words better. Imagine if Hashem would come to Yocheved and to Miriam and to Amram and say to them, I want you to know you're going to give birth to a son. You're going to hide him for 3 months because Pari is going to want to kill him. But I'm going to show you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put him into the Nile. You're going to put him into the Nile. And she'll be watching by the beach. She'll take him, past Pari. She'll bring him into Pari's house. And that's how we'll get Pari back. So how do you think... If they would have known that, how do you think Yocheved and Miriam would feel putting Moshe Rabbeinu into the Nile? They'd run with happiness because they know this is mamish the plan. This is what the Pasuk says. The Shechin is there, meaning that what you look at seems the furthest thing possible, that everything, the Nevuah, there's no Nevuah, there's nothing. But Teisas of Achoisa is going on the Shechina. Merachayk, Hashem has all his plans from far away. Everything is cheshbon out. This is all part of Hashem's plan to bring the Gula. You're thinking your Nevuah is not being miskayim. That's part of the Nevuah. That's how it's being miskayim. Ki ma'asa Hashem b'moyatzois v'deyois miroichaykos mi'asecha, they're very far away. So she thought nizbat l'nevuas Miriam, and that's why Amram hit her on the head. But you have to know ha'isa siba atzmis she'timotze oisei bas parai. This is mamish how Pari would find. Vaideze yizgadl be'enei kol. And that's the Shechina, kiveyachol, his begolus in Am Yisrael. That everything in Am Yisrael, no matter how far away it looks, the Shechina's gufa there to make it turn back. You can understand it better. There's a vart from the Vilna Gaon, an awesome vart. The Vilna Gaon says, when anything bad happens to you, you got to look at it as if mamish the opposite happened. What is it? The mashal. If you lose $100, right? You feel terrible, you lost $100. You have to look as if you found $100. It's as if you mamish found $100, okay? Somebody said no in a shidduch. You gotta look as if they said yes. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, that's how you have to makabel it. No, more than that. This is mamish the geula. The fact that you lost $100, is that's mamish gonna bring you the real $100 that you're gonna gain, the $200 that you're gonna gain. You don't look at it. And I can tell you from my own experience, and I'm sure all of you have your own experiences, if you look back, things that you felt that because of that caused you to lose something, it came out that that's good for what caused you to gain. Mamish, that thing caused you to gain. This is v'teisasa v'achoyse merachik. I told this over to somebody today, this marsha. So he told me a vart from a maggid from Yerushalayim. His name is Rabbi Amin, that saw in a sefer. It's a very cute vart. He said, if it wouldn't be for the simcha of that you have in a mitzvah, we wouldn't be around today. What's the pshat from the simcha you have in a mitzvah? Hashem told Avram to shecht Yitzchak. At least that's what Avram thought. Now, Avram could have been all depressed about it, could have taken the knife, and could have gone, oh, you have to do it, oi, oi. He would have been so much in his misery of shechting Yitzchak that when the Malach would have called that and said, Avram, Avram, he'd be so perturbed, he wouldn't even hear the Malach. So he would have ended up killing Yitzchak. But Vibalti did it with such simcha, he was with such openness and happiness to do it. So he had the koyach to hear the malach, that the malach said to him, don't do it. What's the var? The var is sometimes a person takes a look at everything that he's doing as such misery, as such a punishment, as it's not working out, that he doesn't hear the echoes that this is mamish the geula, and he could taka lose the geula, because this is all a chelik of his geula. And this is the v'teisatza v'chayse merachik. Okay? Yeah.